light fixtures that are there. Right now, the runway lights are seven feet from the edge of the runway, and we're going to move them out to the 10 feet that we're allowed, so we won't lose those lights while we're digging the trenches and all that. So that's what that project is.
Is 10 and 2-8 LED?
No.
Okay.
The new taxiway lights, because you can mix and match those for the new taxiway that'll be built, those will be LED. And I think there's some in pavement lights we can do. So that's what that project is. And then the storage building, that's we used to call it our snow removal equipment building, but now so many people have laid claim to it that it's our pole barn storage building. It'll have our snow removal equipment, the mobile command post, the bookmobile, and some EOC stuff in there. It'll go down here where the snow removal equipment building is scheduled for, which is like where all those vehicles are parked right now. That's what that project. And this project is pretty hot on the council's agenda, so the timing of that may move up a little bit. You know, whenever we can get the plans and specs done, we'll put it out on the street.
I'm not exactly sure where the building's proposed to go.
Down here, you know, the road to the maintenance building, mm-hmm. back there in that corner. And you got all the cars that are parked, the county vehicles that are parked there. And you got the EMS garage on one side, the maintenance building on the other side. There's a road that goes back through there. So on this side of Rudder Lane in that corner.
So will we be, I mean, my only concern is we keep chewing away at the airport property, whether it was this building, solar panel.
Yeah, we've always had a plan for a building in that area. So this is, you know, we're doing it in accordance with the ALP, and you know, it's. You know, we've been trying to find some place to store the snow removal equipment and the vehicles and stuff, you know, so they don't sit out there and rust. And
do you know the size, proposed size of this building?
60 by 120. It'll be a pole building. I think they're talking 6 or 7 roll-up doors. No water, no sewer.
And on the non-aviation side of...
This will be considered aeronautical use. Well, it's on the non-aeronautical use side, but it's, you know, still airport equipment, and it'll have some non-airport equipment.
You can't store anything, right? You can't store anything that's not
don't get a store on that.
We won't see any jet skis or bookmobiles.
Mowers,
RVs, boats, whatever you might have.
Barbecues.
I don't think bookmobiles was on the list, you guys.
Special Red, you guys beat me down on that one, and you're still at it. But
all right. I can bring it up.
Hi, Jim.
You said earlier, I don't know if it applied to everything, but you said you would take the beating or the credit. Either way, you know.
Yeah, I kind of had one project in mind when I said that. All right. The other thing I want to point out on this schedule, like I said, there's only like 2 or 3 engineers in the engineering department that work on this stuff, and you know there's a lot of work here, and they're working pretty hard to get these projects out on the street and make sure the timing all fits so that we're not disrupting the airport too much. I'm not one of those engineers. So
I was going to ask you about the notes. Which ones are not yet approved? Which ones are not yet funded? Or are they all funded?
There's money in the
pretty
much none of them have been approved until they go to the county council and they say, you know, award the bid.
Okay.
The Rudder, like I said, we just opened bids today on the Rudder Lane thing. That goes to council next week for bid award. The taxiway projects are in the budget, but, you know, until we put them out to bid and the council says, yeah, you can spend the money, then it's not approved.
Gotcha.
You know, the FAA thing is not approved until we get the grant.
The one question I had,